Last month, the Washington Post reported on an FBI program to build a $1 billion database of the biometric information of Americans. The FBI will also keep fingerprints of workers on file so that employers can be notified if employees are arrested. But civil liberties advocates oppose such a biometric database. Earlier this week, WMNF spoke with Barry Steinhardt, the director of the Technology and Liberty Program with the American Civil Liberties Union, about the FBI's biometric database.
We do know that the FBI's goal is to accumulate as much biometric information as possible, not just fingerprints, which, of course, the FBI has enormous access to. And it's not just criminals. The dirty little secret is the FBI has and tends to accumulate fingerprints of innocent Americans who are having background checks run because they want to be a Little League coach or they want a job, but other biometrics as well, for example, the use of digital photographs, but ultimately DNA, which in many respects is the quintessential biometric because it enables you to be identified and for the most part is unique to individuals.
Can you tell me, for example, what the civil liberties implications are of such a program?
Civil liberties implications are enormous. This really enables a 24/7, all-the-time tracking system. The FBI's goal is to accumulate as much biometric information about as many people as possible.
And the ACLU's position on this program, have you taken a position? Will you be filing any lawsuits about this?
Well, you know, the dirty little secret is it's not illegal. There's very little law that protects our privacy in America, as opposed to our neighbors to the north in Canada, for example, or south, and even in parts of Latin America. We certainly will be trying to work with sympathetic members of Congress to get a handle on this program and to put some limits on it.